Hi, it's Father Tim at Church of the Apostles in North Texas. Thank you for joining us for this weekday devotion, Thursday, May the 28th. As we continue reflecting on the Holy Spirit in our lives, I still want to make sure that the first three steps we take are very intentional and on solid ground and pointing in the right direction. So the first step is belief. Believing in Jesus, believing in his resurrection, believing that we are called into that new life, and believing that the Holy Spirit actually dwells inside of us. Now, that's three or four mind-boggling things all in a row. And for some of us, we can say, yes, I believe that. What's next? And that's an honest yes. Other times, we might struggle and say, I may not doubt, but I still struggle to understand, and I feel like I don't understand enough. And that's okay. And at the same time, it's okay to ask the Holy Spirit to bridge that last little bit of understanding or belief. It's one of those as-if prayers. Dear God, please let me take the next step as if I understand and believe. And where I don't understand or believe enough or quite the right way, then just please help me with that. Help me over that hump so I can take the next step. And the next step is not even necessarily to gifts or powers of the Holy Spirit yet. I want to think about the second step is creating some room inside of us for the Holy Spirit to work. It may seem like a silly example, but think of it like cleaning out a garage. The easiest way to do it is just to get rid of everything all at once, put everything on the street, have someone come and clean it all out, and we're left with a nice, empty, clean space. But that's not always possible because we can't always get rid of everything. So think about what you carry inside, the things that are negative, the things that are burdensome, the things that weigh us down. It could be guilt or shame or regret or blame or bitterness or resentment or grudges or wounds, whatever it happens to be. Most of the time, it's memories of something in our lives. And sometimes we are fortunate enough that we can pray and the Holy Spirit helps those things just get cleared out and cleaned out and we can let go of them. But many times, that's not as easy as that. Other times, we simply have to let go of what we can and push the rest carefully into a corner. There still may be some things there, but we don't have to trip over them, and we still are creating room for the Holy Spirit to do something else. So let's think of that, those first two steps, believing and then asking the Holy Spirit to help us where we find that last few inches or last few feet or few miles of belief difficult. And number two, the idea of making some space inside, letting go, getting rid of what we can that's negative, and where we can't, at least trying to push it off to the side so that we're not carrying it and it's not getting in the way every single day for no good reason. When we've done that, then we can think about the third step, which I'll talk about tomorrow. In the meantime, have a wonderful night, and we'll chat again soon.